USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street volatility continues as investors await a big decision by the Fed Reserve on possibly raising interest rates. The Dow was down more than 800 points in early trading, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ has been down around 3% at times Tuesday. U.S. and NATO troops are preparing for a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine as the Russian military builds up along the border. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox Business Network he doesn't see American troops being in harm's way.
They will station in Eastern Europe, in countries like Poland, Romania, Hungary, that are rightfully very nervous. They've been invaded by the Russians several times in their history, but there is no intention that I've seen for them to actually engage Russian troops.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Fox News' Peter Doocy got a call from President Joe Biden after the commander-in-chief called him an expletive Monday for asking a question about inflation. The White House correspondent discussing the conversation on an appearance on Fox News saying he got a call from Biden on his personal cell phone about an hour after the remark, and they went back and forth. "It's nothing personal, pal," is what the president said, according to Doocy. Justice Sonia Sotomayor says there are no easy answers in the Supreme Court's work.
"We think about ways in which we can comport ourselves among ourselves to ensure that the public has confidence in what we're doing."
On the Today Show, Justice Sotomayor talking about public perception of the Supreme Court, she assures that the court disagrees with each other, just as a larger society does, and that reasonable people can disagree. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Congressional Republicans on Friday pressed the Food and Drug Administration to account for its involvement with and authority over non-invasive prenatal testing. The BioCamrio letter of inquiry, led by Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas, comes after the New York Times reported on shockingly high false positive rates of certain prenatal genetic screenings for rare genetic disorders. The test gives false positives at a rate of 85%, the Times reported. Positive results, including those countless false positives, can be cited by doctors to encourage parents to consider aborting their children. Crime Stoppers of Houston claims more than 150 Harris County residents have been killed by suspects released on bond since 2018. Houston Councilman Michael Kobosch blames the judges who are giving affordable bonds to these offenders on Fox News.
"The judges aren't taking in consideration the violent criminal history of these offenders, and they're releasing them back into the community on either an extremely low bond or a taxpayer-funded free bond without any supervision. They go right back into the community."
Harris County settling a lawsuit back in 2019 that accused the county of discriminating against poor defendants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.